Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Titus 1:1-4. Paul humbly calls himself a servant. He was a servant who was an apostle. Having accepted God's call to be an apostle, Paul served that calling with great faithfulness. When writing to the Romans, he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, Romans 1:1. He submitted to the role of servant because I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise, Romans 1:14. His place of service was in preaching the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. Everyone who believes the gospel receives salvation from God. As you listen to this message, are you saved according to the teaching of the New Testament? If not, you should make the decision to obey God and have your sins forgiven, even as Paul, the servant, now had his sins forgiven. The forgiveness of sins is one of God's greatest blessings that he has offered to us. Let us not neglect the salvation of our soul. In his letter, James referred to himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, James 1:1. If Jesus is going to be our Lord, then we must submit to be his servant. As a servant, we willingly submit to the will of God and seek to be obedient to the favor of our Heavenly Father. As we choose to be free from the servitude of sin, we place ourselves under the servitude of God. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. 1 Corinthians 7:22. There is no greater identification in this life than to be known as a servant of God. Jesus taught, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Matthew 20:26-27. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.